times and can I testify for you? I thought I liked you, that bitch I did. With all that I'm around, you kidding, dude? I'm not. Okay. Make sure your mic is on, baby.
It's on. Hello.
Okay. Welcome back, you guys, to Commit It Before 30. We're a podcast that's centered around discussing commitment in today's non-committal as society.
You know what I'm saying? Just commit, bro.
And we are your hosts. If you're new here, my name is Libby, and I'm here with my handsome husband, Jalen.
Jalen, for sure.
And this episode is going to be on, like I said, one of the biggest commitments I think you can make in life, which is having children.
Yeah, don't play about no kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge ass commitment.
Yeah, sure. I think that's the biggest commitment that you can make is having children. Because like I said, no matter what happens in life, they will always be your baby. But God forbid, you know, relationships sometimes do not work. So, I mean, that person can be out of your life, you know, but your babies will never be. So,
yeah,
I kind of want to touch on first, like, the fact that after marriage, there is so much pressure to have kids.
You feel like there's pressure?
You don't feel like there's... Well, I'm more sensitive than you. So when I hear it and when I get it, I feel like it like hits me more. And you're probably just like, whatever.
Well, when you say when you get it, what you mean exactly?
Like, all of our families wanting us to have babies. You don't feel like there's pressure?
No. Because it's like, at the end of the day, like, it's we're the ones taking care of the baby. It's not y'all.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I am more, I'm more sensitive. So when I hear things like that, it'll either get on my nerves or I'm like, oh, okay. Whereas you're kind of like, whatever. Like, you're very more so nonchalant. Whenever I hear it, I'm more so like, I mean, we mostly get it from our family.
Yeah.
Well, we get it sometimes from our friends too. Sometimes, yeah, we get it from our friends. Why do you think they want us to have a baby so bad? I just think it's a marriage thing. I don't really think it's a us thing.
I do think it's a marriage thing, but I just feel like everybody else is like really curious as to how our baby will look.
I think it's more than look, like, because it's like everybody wanting us to have a baby. Like, I feel like we need to send them an invoice because it's more than what the freak the baby's gonna look like. Like, I have a lot of fear when it comes on to becoming a mom.
What is your main fear?
I feel like my main fear has a lot to do with, like, millennials have a hard time committing. And like I said, I think it's the biggest commitment you can make. There's no going back once you have a child.
I mean, I understand that, but what about, you saying the commitment part of being a mom is what you're afraid of?
I think the entire thing. First, I feel like social media has a big play on first pregnancy and being a mom. Like, I feel like millennials are team fuck them kids. They're the queens of the list of why not to have a baby.
Yeah.
So it's like the big, like, every time I scroll on TikTok, there is a different person saying their booty hole is bleeding when they're pregnant. And I don't want my booty hole to bleed.
So, like, is it the fear of while the pregnancy, or is it actually becoming a mom?
It's the entire thing to me. It's the entire thing. I feel like first, my biggest fear is if I'm even able to do it, because we
pregnancy
actually,
or
we had a miscarriage. So we had a miscarriage a couple months ago, and like the whole thought to me is very tough. One, when I was pregnant, it was very hard.
Yeah.
Like, I was extremely tired all the time. I have ADHD, so I couldn't take my medication because I like immediately stopped once we found out we were pregnant. So it was hard to focus at work. I didn't feel good. I was hungry as hell.
She was hungry, man. She was hungry.
And
sure.
As soon as you would get me food, I was like, I can't even eat this. And so it's just like, I was pregnant for, what, like 9 weeks or like 10 weeks or?
It was between 9 and 10.
Yeah, we were about there. And one of my thoughts are, could I even make it 9 months with feeling like that?
I mean, I'm not a woman, and I don't really know much about, like, the whole how it starts and how it ends for women, because mm-hmm. I don't watch TikTok about it. So, I do hear, though, that the first trimester is the hardest.
Yeah, but I feel like a part of my fears, obviously, is what I'm hearing, also what I felt. Mm-hmm. But I also know that all pregnancies are different.
Right.
So your first trimester could be the hardest. The second one could be the hardest. The third one, obviously, I feel like most women just go through crap. Some people have amazing pregnancies and they right. don't go through anything.
Right.
But I feel like my number one fear is, could I even do it for that long, knowing that I wasn't feeling or how I was feeling at the time? And then two, can we even get pregnant? Can we even carry a child? Because we miscarried and we don't know why. We have no real reason as to why it happened.
I feel like that's like the scariest part to me about it, was when we actually went to the doctor and they wasn't able to give us a reason as to what happened. You know what I'm yeah. saying? Even though I know we look back on it and think, you know, it could have been this and this,
mm-hmm.
Instead of like, you just don't, like, instead of like, well, like, was, were we like really, it's okay, baby.
Yeah,
no. Like, were we like actually prepared, you know what I'm saying? Like, our bodies, you know what I'm saying? Was it prepared for that? You see what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
I just feel like, you know, it just probably just God's timing.
Can we take a break?
Yeah.
It's okay, babe.
I got tissue. Okay. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so again, I think just the scariest thing about it was just not knowing what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was a really hard time. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it was tough because we got excited. We were like, it's just so crazy to think that we were like looking at car seats.
Yeah. Looking at car seats. Like, I remember us going to Walmart and I was like, bro, I can't believe I'm over here right now.
Yeah, we
you
were.
You know what I'm saying?
The funniest thing that I can think of was like, we were in the baby aisle.
Yeah.
We were looking up. In Walmart, cheap ass Walmart too, but I mean,
we were just shopping,
getting stuff, yeah.
And then we just said, "Oh, let's just go over
let's
here
just
and look."
Yeah, and I think we were like looking at, we were just trying to be funny, like, "What are the prices of diapers right now?" We're looking like, "Oh my god," we were looking at wipes. We didn't even know, but we don't have kids yet, so we were so excited
mm-hmm.
to, you know, for us to be pregnant, and it was just a very exciting time. So for us to build up so much excitement, and we had like that scare where I was bleeding. Like,
yeah.
I remember I went to the bathroom and there was blood, and there was a lot. And I know this is graphic, so I'm sorry, but there was so much of it.
Yeah.
It was a lot. So like, I immediately ran to your office. We both work from home. So I ran to his office. I think you were you in a meeting?
No, I wasn't. Wait, was I?
I wasn't. Oh, well, I ran in and I was like, Jalen, I'm bleeding. We need to go to the hospital.
No, actually, when you came in there.
You were in a meeting.
Yeah, I was actually. Now I remember.
And we went. And again, this is graphic, but when we got there, we told them what was going on. We told them I was pregnant, how far along we were, and they made me give like a pee sample.
Yep.
And in the bathroom while I was doing the pee sample, something fell out of me.
Yeah.
And immediately I just knew. Mm-hmm. I knew before, like in the bathroom when I was bleeding, I just knew it was just so much of it.
Yeah.
But I knew then because something fell out of me. And I think, did I tell you that?
Yeah.
In the waiting room while we're still waiting to go back? Yeah, I told Jalen that. And
I was trying to be encouraging.
He was. He kept saying, no, it's okay. Like, everything's fine. The baby's fine. We're good. Yeah. And maybe about like 30 minutes later, I went back and they gave me an ultrasound.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing is that was our first ultrasound.
Yep.
and you weren't even able, you weren't even there with me, which makes me so sad. I had to do it by myself. And we did the ultrasound. And as we're doing the ultrasound, I'm trying to look. I'm trying to, like, ask the ultrasound technician questions, like, and she was basically like, I can't answer any of that. The doctor will tell you.
Yeah.
But I saw the monitor, and I saw, I couldn't really tell what I was seeing. I've never, like, it's my first ultrasound for real. So I didn't really know what I was looking for, but I just knew what I saw.
Yeah.
Which, if I was to describe it, it was like a circled area. It's probably not going to make sense, but it was like a black circle area, and the outer was like gray. I don't know. And then I saw like our little peanut, our little baby. I saw our little peanut. And she also did like a heart test.
Yeah.
And I did hear that. I heard the heart. So I was like, but I still wasn't hopeful, because I'm telling you, I saw what I saw in the toilet, in the bathroom. So, yeah. So after she did the ultrasound, I came back to you, and then the doctor put us in a room. And when she finally came, she was like, what did she say? She was like, what'd she say? She was like, your baby's fine.
Man, when I tell you, like, she was just like, when she came in the room, she was like, I took a look at the ultrasound and everything, like, everything seemed fine. And it was like a big sigh of relief.
Yes. She was like, your baby's heart rate is strong. She was like, you're fine. She said that I had a cyst rupture.
Yeah. That's
basically what she said. And I told her about the bathroom and what I saw. And she said, did you take a picture of it? Which I'm so dumb, I should have.
Right.
And I said, no. And she said, well, that could have been your cyst, or she was kind of like saying it could have been the cyst or whatever. And you know what? I thought in my heart of hearts, like, I thought in my mind, it doesn't make sense that I would see that in the toilet that fell out of me. Like, it was like a huge thing. I felt it. It was crazy. When I looked, I just knew. So it didn't make sense to me that, like, it didn't make sense to me that.
Need to pause again?
No, I'm okay. It didn't make sense to me that I saw that and felt that, and then I heard the heartbeat.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense to me that on the ultrasound they saw a baby, and my baby was fine. And I heard a heartbeat, and she said the heartbeat was strong. And she even had like the beats per minute. She said it. I don't remember what it was, but she said it and said, oh, it's strong. Your baby is fine. It was just a cyst. And then we were like so happy. We called my mom. We were good. And then like randomly, I was in so much pain. Remember in the hospital, I randomly was in so much pain after that. I wasn't even in that much pain until that moment.
Right.
And so I was in so much damn pain. And they had to give me, like, an IV bag. But also, like, she also told me that, like, I had been, while I was pregnant, I had been cramping. So I had been taking, I think, ibuprofen. And she was like, oh, that's a no-no. Was it ibuprofen or Tylenol? It was one or the other.
I know you had some ibuprofen. No, I don't think you was taking ibuprofen. I went and got you
got me something for nausea, but I also was taking pain meds. I don't know whether it was ibuprofen or Tylenol. It was one or the other. And we told her that, and she told us that the thing for nausea we shouldn't have been taking.
Right. She had just bought you that.
We had just bought that. We were like, okay, we making a breakthrough. We finna buy this. We gonna be good. Yeah. And she told us we shouldn't have been taking that. So she prescribed me something new. And then she also said for pain to take, I believe I was taking ibuprofen. So she had said you need to be taking Tylenol, not ibuprofen.
Right.
So we were like, okay, cool. She left the room, and then like pain hit me like, I'm talking like a 10. I ain't never felt nothing like that in my entire life.
I remember.
I was crying. I was like, I was in agonizing friggin' pain. So they gave me an IV bag because she said I was dehydrated. she basically said, she literally looked at me and was like, oh, cyst rupturings are this bad. Like, yeah, they hurt. Like, oh, that's what's happening. She gave me medication. Like, it's just so crazy. She gave me medication, waited for it to, like, drain out in my IV bag, and then we went home.
Yep.
We went home.
That shit took like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, for the medicine to be in my IV. We went home, and she basically just said, you need to book a appointment with an OBGYN, because we hadn't had our first appointment yet, which is it's kind of weird to think about. Why didn't we go ahead and book that? But
no, see, the thing is, I remember we were booking to go, I think, the next week.
I just felt like it was a little bit too soon at that point. No, we were booking it the next week or so.
Yeah, I'm saying
we couldn't find anything. That's what it was. But after the hospital, can we pause for one more time? I want to clean myself up. I feel like I look crazy.
How could somebody so beautiful ever feel like they're ugly?
I don't know. I feel like I look crazy.
You ain't never been ugly before. I've been ugly.
I've been ugly. Okay. The middle school years, baby. My mom used to send me to school with cornrows, like I'm bald headed, like y'all. So like, y'all, my cornrows used to stop at like right here. Okay, back on topic. Hang time. No, I had.
Little hang time.
I seem balder headed.
I feel you. All right, back on topic.
Boy. Back on topic. Yeah. So after we left the hospital, she basically told us to follow up with our OBGYN. So we said, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That night we booked the appointment when we got home. But then remember, I was in pain again when I got home.
You was in pain for a while.
When I got home, I was in so much excruciating pain, kind of like I was at the hospital.
Yep.
I don't know how long the pain medications were supposed to last that they gave me at the hospital, but the pain was so bad. To a point where I think I was like telling you to call an ambulance.
Yeah, I remember.
And that is not me. Mm. Ask Jayla, y'all.
She does not go to the hospital.
It doesn't matter what. I could be on my deathbed. I will say, I will go to the doctor tomorrow.
Yeah, she ain't going.
And then tomorrow will come, and I'll be like, I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm fine. I ain't going.
And then tomorrow will come. Like, I'm not that girl. I don't go to the doctor. I don't go to the hospital. I don't do that.
Right.
Like, it has to be really bad. And when we got home, I was like, you might need to call an ambulance. Like, it was so bad. And the best way I can describe the pain was like, I don't even know if I can describe it. I've never felt anything like that in my entire life. It was so painful. It was so, so painful. And I was still bleeding, but the doctor told me that I'd probably still be bleeding for a couple of days.
Because of the rupture.
Yeah, and she said, you will be fine, though, but you need to follow up with your doctor within the next week. Because she said, if you bleed for a week, then things could get bad or whatever, then things will be bad then or whatever. Right. So I was still bleeding. I ended up taking the Tylenol she said I could take or whatever. Mm-hmm. Pain medical. I feel like I'm mixing and matching on whatever, which one we're supposed to take. I'm pretty sure it's Tylenol.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Tylenol too.
Yeah. So I ended up taking the Tylenol. We couldn't fill the prescription she gave us because we got home really late that night.
Right.
And I ended up just going to sleep. Excuse me. So the next day I woke up and I felt better, but it was like an odd better. It was like all my pregnancy symptoms were gone better. And I remember telling Jalen that, and our first appointment that we could get in for the OBGYN was like maybe a week later or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like when I was pregnant, Jalen and I would lay in bed and like you would like rub my belly. We would talk about our baby, and we would talk about like, because we have a 3-bedroom house. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, we both work from home, like I said before. So we're like, okay, who's going to give up their office? Because our 2 extra bedrooms is our offices. And Jalen was like, I'll give up my office. Like, you know, I can work downstairs. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And we were talking about moving maybe for like a bigger house, you know. We were talking about like, oh, our baby can just stay in our room with us, but where are we going to put its stuff if we don't give up our offices and all that stuff? So like we were in bed like we always would be at night, hand on stomach. And I was telling Jalen, I don't feel like I feel like something is not right. All of my symptoms are gone. Yeah. Remember me saying that?
I remember you saying that, and you was just like, I know my body.
Something is not right.
I don't feel pregnant anymore.
I remember saying that.
Yeah, I remember.
And you trying to reassure me and like saying, no, everything is fine. The doctor said everything is fine.
Right.
Not you're overreacting, but like we're okay. You know?
Yeah, like we're, yeah, I wasn't definitely trying. I definitely wasn't like belittling your feelings
at all. No, you weren't diminishing
me
at all. You were just more so trying to bring me like peace and like.
Yeah, like just let's just relax. Well, let's not relax, but. Everything is fine until we have a definite answer.
Yeah, and that's definitely how you make me feel.
Yeah.
I felt like you, as my husband, did exactly what you're supposed to do. Tried to provide me with some peace, and you were so calm the entire time. Like, even the ride to the hospital, I was bawling, and you were like, we're okay, we're fine. Like, I felt like you were being exactly what you should have been, you know what I'm saying, as... Mm-hmm. The head of our household, as the person that supports us and provides for us, you were, at that moment, you were providing me with peace, even though I just knew, like, I felt like something is not right. For the last, it's crazy because when we found out I was pregnant, it's weird that that's when all the symptoms hit me. Remember?
Yeah.
I found out I was pregnant. That's when all the symptoms hit me. And it was like that until that night. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, it's like everything was like, I literally kept telling him, something's not right. I feel normal. I feel back to normal. Like, mm-hmm. is my baby still in here cooking? Because I don't know. I feel weird. I don't feel right. And we finally had our appointment. And we were so excited for our appointment.
We was really excited. Like first appointment, we're going to see the baby on the monitor. And everything, like, mm-hmm. I just remember just the anticipation. Like, I think you had called your mom or texted our mom.
No, we both let our moms know after the hospital that everything was okay.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my mom saying, which we're going to rewind a little bit because maybe like a week, not even a week, maybe like a couple days before we ended up having to go to the hospital because I was bleeding, my mom came over. My mom didn't know just yet. Your mom and your family knew because you told them. But my mom didn't know just yet, just because I, oddly, as a grown woman, I'm almost 30 years old. I'm 29, but I'm almost 30 years old. I'm married. I just feel weird telling my parents I'm pregnant. Like, cause then they gonna know I'm doing
like
it.
Like you haven't said,
I'm
you know,
doing
getting it in.
So, my mom came over a couple of days before, which is so weird as well. Cause my mom rarely comes over here. Right. My mom don't come over here. She randomly pulled up on me and, you weren't home just yet. You were on your way home. But my mom kept saying like crazy stuff like, you know, you're getting old. You need to have a baby. But the way she was looking at me was like she knew I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Moms know everything. I can't wait to have that with our child. But moms know everything.
Can't get none past them.
Bro. So she kept looking at me crazy. And I remember saying to Jalen, like, my mom knows. And she was like, why do you say that? And I was like, my mom knows everything. But just the way she's looking at me, the things that she's saying, I just know she knows. Like,
yeah.
But anyway, fast forward to the hospital. Like, that's actually when I ended up telling my mom finally. Because, like, I was crying. I was like, I feel like no matter what in the time of, like, hurt or anything like that, not even need, because I don't need my parents for, like, well, obviously financial or like things, but like emotionally, like I just wanted my mom.
Yeah.
So I told her when we got to the hospital and I told her what happened to the toilet and I told her while we were waiting to talk to the doctor. So after when we told her, like the doctor said everything was good, she was like, I told you I was praying. And she also told me, you guys, when I told her I was pregnant, we were at the hospital because I might be having a miscarriage. She literally said, I knew it. I knew you were pregnant. My mom just knew. Before we even told her, which is crazy. Cool. So fast forward to our doctor's appointment. My dumbass. Well, first we were so excited.
Yeah.
We're so excited. We woke up. I think you took off a couple hours in the morning from your job.
Yeah, I took off a few hours.
And we went to our appointment. We got to Kaiser. We signed in. They took us back. They took my weight. They also give you a pregnancy test, like a pee test, just to make sure. Of course,
it
was
positive.
Of course, I was pregnant. Obviously, I was pregnant. Oddly, though, at that time, I don't know if you still consider yourself pregnant. because I had, I think I had already miscarried at that time, but
yeah,
my pregnancy test came back positive, of course.
Maybe because it's like, you still have those hormones.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
So, we get back to the room. My dumbass is recording the monitor. Cause I'm like, this is our first ultrasound together. I was basically telling him I had to do the first one by myself and I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I wish he was there. And I'm recording it. I'm recording him. I'm recording the monitor. And immediately I knew again. It was like all those times I knew before. Immediately I knew because what I saw on that monitor was so different from what I saw in the hospital.
Yeah.
So on that monitor was nothing.
It was completely blank.
Remember how I told you at the hospital there was like a dark hollow area and then the outer was like gray?
Yeah.
And then I saw my little Pina inside my little baby. This ultrasound was completely gray.
Yeah.
It was completely gray. And immediately I knew. I stopped recording. I immediately knew. And the ultrasound technician kept like, the type of ultrasound I had was like a wand or whatever. I think it's called a vaginal. I don't know. But she was like moving it around. She was asking me like questions, basically like, are you pregnant? Even though I had a positive pregnancy test, all this stuff. She was asking me all this stuff. And I just knew immediately. And I looked over to you and just the look on your face also tells me you knew, like literally the look on your face. I didn't even want to look at you for a while, but I looked over to you and I could just tell the look on your face. Like you knew too.
I definitely knew.
And the craziest thing is you didn't even see the first, like I knew because my body Ben told me, but I think I was just holding on to hope. But yeah. I felt like I immediately knew when I saw the difference in our first ultrasound. Well, my first, because I was by myself, which sucks. And that one, immediately I knew. But I had that kind of reference. When I looked over to you and I saw like your face, like you immediately knew, I was like, oh my God. And that's when I like started bawling, like shattered. The lady, nurse, ultrasound technician, I don't know. She ended up, she basically was like, this is how she handled the situation, which I also wish she would have handled it a little bit better. But she was like, I don't see anything.
Literally.
She was like, I don't see anything.
Rude. I won't say she was rude, but she was too fucking forward about it.
Yeah, she was like, I don't see anything. She kind of made me say it. I was like, so there's no baby there. She said, no. And I was like, so I miscarried. She was like, well, I recommend we need to do a follow-up appointment with, she said something, basically get like another ultrasound, a follow-up appointment. And she said within the next couple of days. And I think she said to see if I need a DNC or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which a DNC is basically a clean out.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people miscarry, but they miscarry. And I did research on this. I don't think I ever told you this, but some people miscarry and their baby is still in them, but there's just no heartbeat, but there's no exertion of, well, there's no, like it, the baby doesn't come out. There's just no heartbeat.
Yeah.
Or some people miscarry later on in their pregnancies and they have to deliver like a stillborn, like the baby's rates, like there's no heartbeat.
Right.
So I think DNCs are more so for that. And all I can think of is, one, I have trust issues when it comes on to doctors. I don't like to go to the doctor. I've already told y'all that. And two, I knew what I saw in that damn toilet.
Right.
And I kept bleeding. I kept a lot of stuff. Stuff was coming out of me. So I felt like I didn't really need a DNC. And I also did not want to go through having another ultrasound just to hear the same thing again. Like, oh, yeah, you miscarried. Like, I felt like I just wanted to deal with what was happening. And then also I've heard that people miscarry at home and they don't go, like some people with, or some women with fertility issues, they miscarry at home,
mm-hmm,
because they've been through it before. So right. I didn't necessarily felt like I needed a DNC. But after that, which is so insane, we just went home. It's kind of like a blur to me because I don't even remember dealing with it that day for real.
Man, I'm not going to lie, like, it was, like how you said, when we was in the room, and then when it popped up on the monitor, my first thought honestly was she miscarried. And I didn't want to say that. You know what I'm saying? Because I understood like how emotional that is for you. You know what I'm saying? And during this time, I'm just thinking like, you know, I'm obviously affected as well. Cause like, damn, like I was really like, we was invested. And my whole thought process was you have to be strong for your wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember I was telling you that it was like, I remember you were saying like, you're not giving me a reaction or whatever it may be. Cause like, I gotta be strong. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm emotional. Like, yeah. I'm super emotional, and you are too. But you're more so like, in that moment, I felt like I think I feel like saying I'm a wreck, and you seem fine. And I feel like in that moment, later on now that we're here today, I appreciate how you handle things because I could physically see the emotion. I could feel it as well. It's just you were more so, I felt like trying to hold it together for me.
Yeah, because I remember like when we got back in the car on the way home, and I was just, one, I was still in like complete shock. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like a feeling of disappointment and also like a feeling of like I'm pissed off. Because like the doctor told us we was good.
I feel like that was the main thing that hurt my feelings.
And I feel like she told us that so she wouldn't have to tell us the bad news.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
I feel like the things that I go back and forth with, like, honestly, my thoughts are, I saw what they saw. You know what I'm saying? Our baby was there. I heard the baby's heartbeat.
Right.
Remember, that was the first thing I came out and said. I heard.
All right. So, So I feel like we took another little break, but I feel like my mistrust with the healthcare system is like, when I really think about it, it's like, I don't know if it's warranted or not, because like I said, I saw what they saw. I heard our baby's heartbeat. So it's not like they just fed me bullshit.
Right.
Do you feel like I don't know. I feel like also with hearing our baby's heartbeat, they literally gave us the heartbeat per minute. Maybe they didn't think I was miscarrying. Maybe they really did think it was just a cyst rupture.
I mean, the reason why I say that, she said that just to say that, because she didn't show us any paperwork about that.
I was thinking that.
She showed us. I didn't see no paperwork about no heartbeat. I didn't see no paperwork about just the baby still even being there.
She didn't give us
word from mouth.
She didn't give us also like an ultrasound picture.
She didn't give us anything.
I actually, not a couple months ago. When did we go to our trip? Well, I know this is insane because we just went on our 2-year anniversary trip. But when we went to Colombia, I actually looked up our Kaiser record to see, and like my chart, to see if they would give, like if I had a picture or something, like an ultrasound picture. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get an ultrasound picture. And my mom actually told me to call and ask for it.
You mean from the hospital or from Kaiser? Because the hospital.
From our hospital.
The hospital wasn't Kaiser. Or was it?
It was, baby. It was
Kaiser was where the OBGYN was at.
No, baby.
That hospital we went to was just some random hospital in Fayetteville.
It was I thought it was called Kaiser.
We can look after.
Okay, yeah, we can. But I did look up like my chart and I like to see like our medical records, and it just had what happened. Like it literally just said cyst rupture. It said that I had an ultrasound. Baby, we got a bill from that.
Facts.
They gonna have to get it back in blood, sweetheart. I'm just kidding. Hey. But yeah, I was able to see what all we had done, but there's no like visual. But it's like she came in and read off of a paper and tell us what she saw, but we didn't get to see that. And I think we did ask for the pictures before we left. We didn't get any though.
We didn't get nothing.
But I heard our baby's heartbeat, and the craziest thing is while I was getting the ultrasound, I literally thought to myself, is this my heartbeat that I'm hearing? Because like I said, I knew what I saw on the toilet.
Yeah.
So I literally thought to myself, is this my heartbeat? But like, no, that was my baby's, our baby. This is my baby, but that's my baby.
Her baby.
That's my baby. Like, but yeah, that's what happened.
And I felt like the one of the things that I did want to also touch on was we had posted I posted a picture of us because you don't be on social media like that. But I posted a picture of us on Halloween, like we carved our pumpkins. And I remember one or two people. It was one or two people commented, I thought this was the pregnancy reveal.
Right.
And the craziest thing is at that time we were still pregnant the impression that we were pregnant.
No, we were still pregnant.
No, we just found out then. Yeah, like we were freshly pregnant.
Yeah.
So we were pregnant.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing is when you get married, everyone presses you to have a baby or presses like, when's the baby coming? Like, oh, is this the pregnancy reveal? And on one end of the spectrum, it makes me feel good because some people or some women, especially Black women, get shunned for having babies.
Out of wedlock?
Out of wedlock or just in general. It's always something I hear when it comes on to women. Like, yeah, obviously, especially out of wedlock, but I just feel like when it comes on to Black women having babies or if they have more than two or three babies, it's always like her and all them damn kids or, you know, she got all them kids. Like, it's always something. So when it comes on to us and I feel like people are like, when are y'all going to have kids or is this the pregnancy reveal or whatever? On one end of the spectrum, it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel it makes me feel like our baby is wanted in a certain way, even though that's stupid because I feel like ain't none of the people that want the baby so bad gonna take care of the baby or give a damn about the baby once it's here.
Go to the baby shop, rent some diapers, you know what I'm saying?
Something.
Show some love.
I got the cash out, you know what I'm saying? Link in the bio, I'm just kidding. But obviously, I feel like all those people wanting a baby so bad from us, like I feel like they're not really even gonna contribute. Or once we do have a baby, it's going to be, when are y'all having the next baby? Or like our parents, our mothers are dead set on us having twins, which is insane.
Well,
who uterus?
Well, I think your mom is really about them. My mom just want to be a grandma in general.
Your mom, Jayla's mom doesn't have any grandkids yet. So she wants grandbabies. Whereas my mom has grandbabies. You know what I'm saying? But she wants them so bad from us.
She wants the twins, boy.
And it's just, you know, like I said, on one end of the spectrum, it makes me feel good. But on the other, I just, like, we miscarried and not a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
So it's like the people that do know, like our family, my mom, your mom, I feel like they've kind of chilled out on it. Your grandma recently said something to me when I saw her last, but they've more so chilled. My mom, every time I speak to her, she's like, you're 30 now. She literally, she said to me the other day, my eggs were going to be fried. She literally said that. So my mom in Jamaica, she don't care. She'll say whatever.
You know, when we had our photo shoot, we posted those pictures on our Libby and Jalen page.
Oh, yeah.
My mom texted me talking about
I have grandma vibes. Yeah.
What you said in the caption, mom and dad vibes?
I did. Okay, so I did recently upload pictures of us, and I did say mom and dad vibes. And I thought, I mean, obviously, I feel like it's just a saying. Like, you ever seen, like, Rihanna and ASAP before they even had kids? Or whatever, like you see a couple you like, people will say mom and dad. Like I've said that to people. I don't even know if they have kids, but I've said that. It's a saying.
It's a super old picture of us at your graduation in like 20. We graduated not last year, but the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And you use the caption of like mom and dad.
Yes. And I did that then. I didn't even remember that. But yeah, I feel like it's just a saying. But I do feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like. We did get that, but it was privately.
Yeah.
Like your friend called, your mom texted privately. I got a couple DMs with people asking me, like my friend Stephanie from high school, she literally said, I don't want to assume, but are you pregnant? And I feel like it's more so like, do you feel like that's a respectful way to ask? Because
yeah,
I feel like instead of like posting it, I got a couple DMs, but they DM'd me, they didn't post it under. Whereas before, like even the picture when we were pregnant or even pictures before, people would literally say, I thought this was a pregnancy reveal. I've gotten that on several pictures we've posted. So I feel like them DMing me was more so like a respectful way, because I did say privately that we had a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's a respectful way of saying it.
And this episode, we kind of need to wrap it up because it's been a long one, but I definitely want to touch on maybe even our next episode on, like, honestly, everything along those lines. I feel like we kind of started off with speaking about what my fears are, and I have so many more, but this episode has gotten so long already, just us speaking on our miscarriage and like what we went through.
We can make a part two.
We can make a part two, because I do want to speak on, honestly, a lot more things when it comes on to becoming a parent, becoming a mom, like discipline styles, when we want to start trying again, like how we plan to go about things, because I feel like with us announcing it so soon, because we were just so excited. I feel like it was so hard having to go back and say, never mind. You know what I'm saying? It was so hard to go back and say, actually, we're not pregnant anymore. And like having to explain and having to go through it again. And I feel like it was kind of easier on my part because no one really knew. Like, we told my mom at the hospital. No one really knew. But
yeah, I had to tell my folks. But everybody just, during that time, most of my family, they weren't even thinking about me. They were just worried about you.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't even thinking about me for real. Even though I know they were, but they was like, is Libby okay? Is Libby okay? You know what I'm saying? So
I love your family.
Support was there for sure.
And I need to be more vocal and talkative with them, because I feel like, on one end, I wanted love and I wanted people to care and I wanted to feel supported. But on the other end, whenever I would hear it, I would just get so emotional. Like, I obviously couldn't forget it. I still think about it to this day. But like, whenever people like tried to console me on it, oh my God, it was so hard. It was kind of like, I don't know. I need to do better with dealing with my emotions, and like, it's like either I bury it or I feel like I'm too emotional. So I don't know.
I'm gonna just say this to help us close out. I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with being emotional over something that you should be emotional over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I do remember during that time, like I just remember you didn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was on the phone calling people and, you know what I'm saying, telling what was going on. And I feel like that's your right. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want you to feel bad about that, because I'm sure if any woman was having a miscarriage or just had a miscarriage, I'm pretty sure she would just want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want you to feel bad about that. And everybody was very
supportive, understanding,
supportive. I know you were like, received like text messages because you weren't answering your phone.
Yeah.
You were not answering your phone.
We literally left for vacation the next day. No, that morning. Literally, we found out we miscarried and we were laying in bed that night. And I literally said, Jayla, I just cannot be in Georgia right now. Can we just go somewhere? We literally got on the plane that morning and we left. We did a day trip.
It was a Friday.
Yeah. We came back home to like my friends leaving me flowers on my front porch, like leaving me goodies that they got me. And just being so nice. And, and honestly just trying to show support.
Just supportive. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, we're going to make a part two, I feel like, in regards to, you know.
Baby talk.
Yeah, the actual baby talk. You know what I'm saying? But I think it was nothing wrong with, you know, letting our audience know about.
Yeah.
What you honestly go through when you go through something like that.
Yeah.
You
know, and it's actually crazy because I know we recorded episode one already and it was supposed to be posted, obviously, first, welcoming you guys back to our channel because we did take a break. Right. But I slick want to release this one first because I feel like it explains a lot, you know, so.
And also shows what you can possibly go through in a marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, these aren't easy situations to go through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I agree. So we'll maybe release this one first, but
she's the boss, whatever she wants.
Well, we'll go ahead and close out, you guys. If it's your first time tuning in, again, my name is Libby and I'm here with my husband, Jalen. And this is Committed Before 30. We are a podcast that's centered around discussing commitment in today's society that's extremely non-committal. We are a married couple. For a brief overview, kind of, because like I said, we recorded the what was supposed to be the first episode. Yeah, but we just want to give you a brief interview. We want to give you a brief overview. That's what I was trying to say. A brief overview. We're a married couple. We've been married for 2 years and some change now. And we have a pretty cool story. So if you enjoyed today's episode and you're watching on YouTube, be sure to click the subscribe button. We're on the road to 300 subscribers. So if you like this episode and want to stay in tune, just click the subscribe button to stay up to date with our episodes. And we love you so much. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Peace. Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you.